What do the people that invest get back?
Depends, varies. Obviously, if it's equity, then you're going to get shares and things. But typically, it's rewards. You get a lot of people that are selling rewards in one way or another, and they can be tangible or intangible. So if it was a band, for example, that was raising money for recording an album, you'd expect to get a copy of the album. If it was a film, you might get on the credits. If it's a book or something like that, so there's sites like Unbound where you can actually crowdfund somebody writing a book, you'll get a copy of the book. And they kind of go up in value. And there's one of my favorite examples was a guy that was trying to raise money to get his film distributed in the United States. And the top reward included all of the things like a trip to the film, getting the DVD, but you also got dinner with his mum.
Right.
Which I thought was rather nice.
Good old mum.
Yeah, lucky old mum. I don't know whether she knew about
you
this,
just
but
get
she.
Dinner with him. Because it's something that somebody said to me, you know, we'd like to fund or propose to produce a DVD for you, and we'll crowdfund it.
Yeah.
And they said, you know, so you come in with a minimal investment, you get a signed copy of the eventual product. And then, you know, if you put in 10 times that amount, as you say, you get a credit on it, and you get it comes in a gold lined pillowcase or something like
That's right. People tend to have a mix of rewards, so starting at a very low value so lots of people can participate, and it might just be a thank you or a retweet or something like that you get for a pound, but it can go up to really quite expensive, and it depends. It's that kind of privileged access that tends to attract people in to actually want to buy the reward. So if you're going to offer rewards, try and offer things that you can't get elsewhere, because that really kind of whets people's appetite.
Now, I should just say, BrewDog, who you've mentioned a couple of times, they're brewers.
They are.
They started up within the last decade.
Yep.
Huge national and international success.
Yep.
And I would imagine people in the brewing industry will maybe be trying to follow that example.
Yes, there are others. In fact, there's another one in Scotland taking place at the moment. And there's actually a platform in the United States that does nothing but brewery crowdfunds. Mm-hmm. But the equity side of things is quite complicated. And also the other thing for breweries, if we're talking breweries, is that you can't generally offer beer as rewards. You know, big platforms like Kickstarter and things like that won't allow you to offer beer as a reward, which is a...
Is that a no-alcohol policy?
There's a no-alcohol policy on Kickstarter, but there's other things that they won't allow. And each platform has different restrictions, but in the case of BrewDog, because they do it themselves... you know, if you buy the equity there, you get 10% off their beer as well. So, you know, that's... if you drink their beer, that can be quite an attractive thing, I guess.